Peabody, William, 1791 to 1866, and Hannah, 1787 to 1876. Born in Canada, William Peabody came to New York State as a child. He was a soldier in the War of 1812. In the early 1840s, he became a Millerite Adventist, and in 1853 started to keep the Sabbath. It appears that his wife remained a member of the Methodist Episcopal Church throughout her life. William Peabody was a successful farmer, one of the wealthiest Sabbatarian Adventists of the 1850s, with real estate valued at $15,000 in the 1850 census. In 1859, when Peabody was 68, Ellen White reminded him that he had but a short time to work and lay up your treasure in heaven. He gave generously to a multitude of church causes, and at his death in 1866, left legacies to the publishing and health work totaling more than $2,000. Just before her death in 1855, Annie R. Smith published a book of poems, including one respectfully dedicated to William Peabody, which contains the lines, "Desires above his needs were all denied, his will subdued, to heaven's decrees resigned."